we have one of the most fun superstar athletes in the triangle, Jordan Martinook of the Carolina Hurricanes, with us here on the Adam Gold Show. I caught your act at Durham Bulls Athletic Park last night on video. How you doing? Or was it 2 days ago?
No, that was a week ago.
Oh, was it a week ago? I don't know. I just saw the story. I don't know.
You better be careful throwing around that superstar when describing me. That's I'll take funnest athlete in the triangle. That'll work. That's
all right.
Good.
I mean, I like the NCAA was throwing around waivers back in the day. I can throw around that moniker if I want. I mean, my name's on the show, Jordan. I can say really what I want. I hold you in very high regard. First of all, how was the experience of batting practice, and what do you have to work on to make it to the big leagues?
It's always so much fun. Last year we were off the pitching machine, which was a little easier. You could kind of time it up, and this year the manager threw.
Right.
And I think he could probably throw definitely in the majors by the pitches he was throwing at us. We couldn't really time him up, and then you would hit one decent, and then he'd throw you a changeup. So he was messing with our timing a little bit, but just so much fun to be out there. And my favorite part is just running around the outfield trying to catch the balls when the big boys are hitting. So,
yep.
It was a blast. And then being able to throw at the first pitch, that's been on my list for a long time.
Did you throw a strike?
I think so, yeah. It would have jammed up a lefty pretty good, and it would have been on the outside corner for a righty. So I'll take it.
Very, very nice. Who was the best baseball player that was out there for among the Hurricanes?
I think Steph Nason, he played a lot growing up, he said. He had a good swing. And then last year Dylan Coghlan, he was hitting homers off the machine. So it was, but this year it was probably Steph.
All right, Steph Nason. Well, he grew up in Texas, right? So they're big baseball players.
He should be good.
Yeah, was that, we're talking with Jordan Martinook of the Carolina Hurricanes, who I called a superstar, and fight me for it if you want. Was that Seth Jarvis or Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters out there?
Oh, with his muzzy. Well, he lost it now, but yeah, no, he was probably the worst player out there, that's for sure.
I mean, the hair's a little longer, that mustache is just the, so you say he shaved that mustache?
Yeah, he shaved it this week.
Good for him. I wasn't sure who that was. It looked like like Johnny Depp from one of those cologne commercials. It was not good. You've got a Marty party coming up and a new Mexican style lager from R&D Brewing. How can people come see you, put you in a dunk tank, and experience all there is to experience, which is fun with Jordan Martinook?
Yeah, it's tomorrow at Bowstring in Raleigh here. It starts at 4 o'clock, I think, till 8 o'clock. And yeah, there's a dunk tank and debuting the new beer. So it's like, Mexican style lager with a little lime. Just a good, easy drinking beer on a hot. I'm saying summer day because it's still summer here.
It is still summer here.
Yeah. So, it should be fun. If you go on my Twitter, there's like a link to the tickets. I think they do tickets at the door too. So, there's three bands, food trucks. Should be a good time.
Jordan Martinook of the Carolina Hurricanes is joining us here. MartyMan17 on Twitter if you want to go check that out. Get tickets. Put Jordan Martinook underwater, at least temporarily. We need you. Love the fact that you had an entire season last year where, for the most part, you were healthy and it showed what you were capable of and the impact that you had throughout the lineup. How did you feel? What did you do during the offseason? You didn't go crazy because you came out of this season almost unscathed, did you?
Yeah, I had just like some loose chips in my elbow cleaned up, which is really minor. I was back in the gym in like a week and a half. So, I had I had nothing to really heal up. It was just right back into summer training, and then took a 2-week vacation to Italy with my wife, and got to spend some time with her, and building a house back in Canada and selling a house. So if any people in Raleigh want to go brave the winter in Alberta, I got a house for sale. So
how would you compare the winters? How would you compare the winters in Alberta to the winters in Raleigh?
I would say you're going to need a winter coat, probably about 3 of them. Don't be shocked if your snot freezes in your nose.
Well, that happens here, never. Jordan Martinook is joining us here. Your level of excitement to get this whole thing going again. I know it's a short off season because guys stop playing. You're really only off June, July, and August, and everything cranks up again in just a couple of weeks here. But it seems like it's been a very long off season to me.
Yeah, I feel like when you get into the summer, it's like, okay, you get back home and you kind of settle in, and then you basically, it feels like you have a month, and then you're like thinking about to come back. And I still get my last couple of weeks back home, I'm ready to, I kind of get the itch and I get back here and get around the guys. And I love this time of year just because it's the team's together and you're working out and you're laughing and you can go do baseball and go to the football games and go for dinners. And it's just, you still kind of have that summer feel a little bit, but you get to hang out with all your buddies. So this time of year is a lot of fun. And you practice for 15 minutes and then you play 4-on-4 and 5-on-5 and gets a little competitive out there, but it's a lot of fun.
Are you guys, how many guys are going to the state Notre Dame game tomorrow?
10, I think.
Yeah.
I think there's a good crew going.
Is anybody going to do the double, do state Notre Dame and Carolina App?
I'm not sure. I got my party tomorrow night, so I'm...
That's right, you're busy.
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm going to make an appearance at the state game with my son, I think, and then straight over to the party.
All right, who is... were there more guys who came back a little bit earlier this year? You've been here now for this entire run, man. This is year 6 for you here. Are there guys coming back earlier than maybe they used to?
Yeah, I think so. It's I think when you're sitting at home and you see that basically the whole team's there and you're not there, then you're like, uh-oh, I'm going to be behind or I'm missing something. And I felt like I was kind of middle of the pack this year, and I was still like, oh, I should have went 5 days ago type thing. So, and then we have everybody's here, so the skates are good and workouts are good. It's just, and obviously our facility's got a huge upgrade now 3 years ago. Yeah. So you're not coming back to the old ice box there in Raleigh. You're coming back to a pretty nice spot with we have the chefs cooking for us. Like we get treated pretty good when we get back here. So it's we got a lot of guys with kids that are in preschool and school. So that changes the dynamic a little bit too when guys come back.
Who are you most excited to see that you hadn't seen all summer?
Oh, I don't know. I FaceTimed Necci a couple times, so I was like, I guess I seen him, and I don't know. I feel like you're just excited to see everybody because you don't talk to everybody a ton in the summer. It's just, you're with each other every day for 10 months and then you kind of take a break. And you're just excited to see everybody when you get back.
All right. Final thing about hockey, and then we'll let you go. Jordan Martinook here on the Adam Gold Show. The player who you think will take the next step this year? I stumped him. I stumped Jordan Martinook. Gosh, it's a very very difficult question.
I'm really thinking about it, but there's like one guy that I'm just like, he's been back here for whatever 3-4 days, and just watching him is like I Fishy just looks like the best I've ever seen him, I feel like. So, but that's like such an easy cop out. When you're saying next step, he's already on a whole nother tier. I don't know how much you can really get more out of him, but I'll say Fishy just because he looks incredible. And I feel like he's motivated and I'm going Fishy. So.
All right.
It's an easy road.
It was a good one. No, is it? Look, it's a good one. I spoke to Sebastian about 2 weeks ago. I think he thinks there's another level for him to get to as well. Jordan.
I'll say Fishy with Jordan Martinuk, honorable mention.
two superstars in one sentence. That is fantastic. All right. Jordan Martinuk, tomorrow, Bowstring Pizza and Brewery. If you are in Raleigh, go check it out. Brew Yard, not Brewery. Bowstring Pizza and Brew Yard, 4 to 8. New beer, Mexican-style lager, all of that. Should be fun. You could put Mr. Martinuk underwater in a dunk tank, and that's all great. I'll see you soon, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Jordan Martinuk here on the Adam Gold Show.